Morning, very slight chance of showers, but then sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13 right now, 9 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Vote counting will continue this morning in BC's nail-biter election after weekend counts failed to produce a winner. Elections BC says the party standings haven't changed since the October 19th vote that saw the NDP leading or elected in 46 ridings, the BC Conservative leading or elected in 45, and the Greens with two elected members. Elections BC says it will start counting crucial absentee ballots today, with the close riding in the province being Surrey-Guildford, where the BC Conservatives are ahead of the NDP by 12 votes. It's deadline day for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to respond to a request from 24 Liberal MPs calling for his resignation as party leader. Trudeau must respond to the letter today, despite telling reporters after it was delivered that he is not quitting and plans to stay on. District of North Vancouver declared a state of local emergency again, ordering three homes evacuated in the Deep Cove neighborhood over concerns about debris left behind from last weekend's atmospheric river. The district says that during the heavy rains, debris filled the channels of Osler and Panorama Creeks, limiting their capacity to withstand future heavy rainfall events. And people who've started using AI at work say it's already saving them an average of 60 minutes a day.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
All right, so the world can feel like a dumpster fire a lot of the time. Once in a while, though, there is a story that makes you go, you know, people are actually good. And one happened last night in North Vancouver, a whole neighborhood coming together to support a four-year-old boy who can't do Halloween this year because of heart surgery. We'll have that story on the way for you at 8:30 this morning.
Plus, Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. That's just moments from now. Here's Sabrina Carpenter. Move 103.5. Welcome to a Monday.
Vacation, and I got this one boy. Show. Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
And you're telling me you wanna kiss me, but we shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End, smoke a cigarette and talk about exes, take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
Check the chain. Check the chain.
Tomorrow, when it's over, and we're sober, I just wanna believe that you'll miss me, but I shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Now we're day drunk in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you wanna kiss me, but we shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try.
pretending that we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, how you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending that we're just friends. Stop pretending that we're just friends. Stop pretending that we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, how you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
Ooh. 103.5, good morning. Nat and Drew Show, time to play Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, powered by the King of Floors. Caller 25 gets to play.
Brittany is a hotshot legal assistant, working on big cases and getting ready to win big money here on Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. Care to divulge any of the high-profile, sensitive cases that you're working on right now, Brittany?
Yeah.
Hello.
What is the, listen, if you want to play the game, you're going to have to give us some gossip.
Got
to
give us some dirt.
Yeah, we need it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. It's fine.
No, it's a really bad one.
All right, okay. All right.
You got to tell us off the air.
Client, yeah. Lawyer, privilege,
I'll
or whatever that's called. Brittany,
yeah.
Good luck to you here this morning. We're rooting for you. Open as many vaults as you like. Just stay away from the alarm. If that goes off first, no cash, but still a great dinner at Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House, celebrating over 50 years. We've got a $100 gift card there.
Okay, great.
Let's see how much money is in the vaults for you. What's in vault one?
$475.
Wow, a lot.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one for the first vault. But I feel like I have to go again.
You have to. You don't. You know you don't have to. Nobody's making you. You can't stop, but you want to.
I do. I want to play a little bit longer.
Okay. You are assuming the risks that come with passing up that kind of money in vault one to open up vault two.
This happened last time. That's right.
Next time,
get a
Brittany.
Kobe gift card at least.
You do. It's $100 to spend at Kobe Japanese Steakhouse. That's going to be awesome. Hang tight. We'll get your info and you will give us the dirt off the air about your client.
I spill all the details. We've got another round of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank coming up with Ray Grover this afternoon at 4:05. Good luck.
Move Radio.
I love variety.
More Move music next.
You shovel the snow from your yard. You carry all the grocery bags from your car in one shot, even when you buy two watermelons. Yeah, you're strong. But so are viruses. Get vaccinated free of charge against the flu and COVID-19. If you live with diabetes, have a weakened immune system, have heart, lung, or kidney disease, are pregnant, or are 60 or older, you're at greater risk of complications. To learn more or make an appointment, visit quebec.ca/vaccination campaign. Vaccination, the best protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
The odds of being struck by lightning are less than 1 in 1 million. But when you hear this sound, you're probably heading indoors in a hurry. But did you know that the odds of getting shingles are 1 in 3 if you've had chicken pox? Why leave it up to chance? Ask your healthcare professional about Shingrix. The Shingrix vaccine helps protect adults against shingles. 100% protection not guaranteed. Adverse reactions may occur. Visit Shingrix.ca.
Hey there, it's Nat. As someone who moves about as often as people have birthdays, I know how stressful moving can be. But thanks to YouMoveMe, I now also know how easy and hassle-free moving can be. The YouMoveMe crew were such fun people. They were so organized and efficient, and it was amazing how quickly we were out of our old home and into our new one. Best move ever. I'll definitely call YouMoveMe for my next move, which, you know, hopefully won't be for another year or two. Check them out yourself. Just visit YouMoveMe.com.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver and Langley.
Head to Park Royal Shopping Center this Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6 for the grand opening of Urban Barnes' 55th store. Each day, the first 25 people will receive a gift card. One lucky winner will get a $200 gift card, and everyone will get a surprise offer to shop with. Plus, join Move 1035 live on location from 1 to 5 this Saturday. Come for the celebration and lattes, stay for the beautiful furniture and decor. The grand opening of Urban Barn this Saturday and Sunday at Park Royal Shopping Center.
Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
Ah, here's a tasty nuggy. Did you know heroes love Halloween?
I did not.
Gives us a chance to don other heroes' togs. This year I'm dressing up as a hero from Hero Home Care.
Hero Home Care?
Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
One hundy. Say, do you know what witches put on their bagels?
Uh-uh.
Scream cheese.
Oof.
Hero!
Homecare.ca.
Ready to shop the Sephora Savings event?
I was born ready.
Let's do this. What are you getting at the biggest beauty event of the year?
A new Sol de Janeiro body cream, my fave Charlotte Tilbury lipstick, and a Kylie parfum. Your turn.
Okay. Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask, Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez Blush, Amika Shampoo and Conditioner, and a new Valentino scent.
Beauty Insiders, everything is on sale during the Sephora Savings event. Rouge members get early access on November 1st. VIB and Insiders start saving November 5th. Offers end November 11th, only at Sephora. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Did you know every 6.3 seconds an Air Miles collector redeems a reward? That's right. With Air Miles, you're always just moments away from your next reward, and it's easier than ever to earn. Collect miles in six different ways. Shop your favorite brands online through airmilesshops.ca, shop in-store with card-linked offers at pretty much any major grocery store with Air Miles receipts, on your BMO Air Miles credit card, and through Air Miles Travel. Imagine this. You're picking up essentials for cold and flu season, grabbing groceries, or even fueling up at Shell. With Air Miles, every stop on your shopping journey is a chance to earn. And it doesn't stop there. Use your miles for exciting rewards, from travel adventures to everyday treats that make life a little sweeter. So why wait? Start earning today and get closer to your next rewarding moment. Join millions of collectors already enjoying the benefits of Air Miles. Sign up now and see how rewarding your everyday shopping can be. Collect more moments with more ways to earn. Download the Air Miles app today. Terms and redemption limits apply. See app or airmiles.ca for details.
Did you know you can watch all your favorite crime shows for free on Pluto TV?
Totally free?
Totally free. They've got CSI New York, NCIS, Hawaii Five-0, Rookie Blue, Nash Bridges, all for free.
There's something suspicious going on here?
Nothing suspicious. Just hundreds of hours of free crime shows. On Pluto TV, crime never pays, and neither do I.
Pluto TV.
Stream now, pay never.
The adventure of a lifetime is just a click away. Casting is now open for the new season of CTV's The Amazing Race Canada.
Are you ready to go?
Go to ctv.ca/TheAmazingRaceCanada to apply.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Davis with Move 1035 Traffic. It's for Lotto Max. Lotto Max has draws on Tuesdays and Fridays by in-store or online. Dream to the max of Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. We still have an issue for out-of-town travelers. Highway 3 closed in both directions near Sunday Summit, and that's due to a serious accident. Portman westbound slow from almost 176, Patella northbound slow from 132nd. Experience the surprise of the all-electric 2024 Subaru Solterra. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today. We've got a few clouds this morning, slight chance of showers, but sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
Thanks, Aaron. It's the Nat and Drew Show. We have another baby reindeer situation happening because of a show that is now popular on Netflix called Sweet Bobby, which I watched. I'll tell you about it coming up.
He said, let's get out of this town. Drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now. Nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. end as it begins. My one condition is say you'll remember me. Standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just in your wildest dreams. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. Cheeks, say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. We have a new baby reindeer situation emerging from Netflix.
Now, here's the scoop.
All right, one of the most popular shows on Netflix right now is a documentary called Sweet Bobby. It's not.
Don't laugh.
It's not, a documentary called Sweet. I haven't seen Sweet Bobby's. Shocker. But it's a documentary.
Yes.
Called Sweet, Sweet Bobby.
Not Sweet, Sweet. Just One Sweet.
One Sweet. Oh, okay. So not Two Sweet.
I know. It's
One
like,
Sweet.
It's not the best title, but it's called Sweet Bobby, My Catfish Nightmare.
Over the next few months, 7 or 8 months, 18 months, 4 years, we've sent thousands of messages. But there's always an excuse why he can't see me face to face. The stroke, his mental health. Bobby's been shot several times. What is going on?
So her name is Kirat Asi, and she actually did this podcast. The catfishing went on from 2010 to 2018. She does a podcast a couple of years ago, and it's very popular, and then she signs this deal with Netflix, and Sweet Bobby, My Catfish Nightmare is now out. You do learn at the end of the documentary who was the perpetrator of the catfishing. So that person's name is there. Is mentioned at the end, and now that person is getting like incredibly harassed by so many people. Mm. And Kirat has said, like, listen, I don't like witch hunts. You've got to stop, sort of thing. Mm. And I mean, it's a crazy story. I did watch all of it.
Of course.
And,
thank you.
And catfishing is real, and I don't want to minimize that at all, but. I'm having a hard time getting how people will think they're in a relationship for 8 years with somebody when you've never met them. And that the excuses this person Bobby, Sweet Bobby, kept giving her were, you know, like...
He's been shot several times.
He's been shot.
Can't get together this weekend. I just got shot. Yeah. Wanted to whisk you away. I know it's been 7 years since we've started. This was going to be the weekend, but unfortunately, I got shot.
You're not wrong.
I can't.
You're not wrong. Like that. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm in witness. He was in witness protection.
Sure.
Because
he'd
been shot. There were all these reasons. Like, you know, and it's just like, it's very hard. It's a real thing. So it's really hard to kind of get your head around.
So just out of curiosity, you said you watched the whole thing. So is this like a 90-minute movie or is this a multi-episode series?
It's 90 minutes.
Okay.
I couldn't give Sweet Bobby multi-episodes.
What do you call...
Dirty John was about 13 episodes.
Okay. What do you call hardcore fans of Sweet Bobby? Are you a Bobette? Like, what do you... Now that you're a part of the culture, you're a part of the fan base of Sweet, Sweet Bobby.
What do you call yourself? Like, you know, I feel like I'm a bystander. Like, I watched it. I saw it. I'm not really a fan. It was interesting, but I'm actually not online now, like, trying to find the catfisher and sending them threats, which apparently a lot of people are doing.
You know where the line is.
I really do. That's very good.
So that's one thing maybe you watched over the weekend. Another option is a new Seth Meyers stand-up comedy special that premiered on Crave over the weekend called Dad Man Walking. Surprise, surprise, he talks a lot about parenting, including how when you have young kids, there is no such thing as binging a TV show.
Binging a show. My wife and I are so tired. Not only do we not binge shows, I would describe the way we watch television as microdosing. We watch 10 minutes of an episode at a time. My wife falls asleep after the first 5 minutes, but I'm not allowed to turn it off because the sudden drop in volume will wake her up. So I just have to slowly bring down the volume.
Which is so relatable and true. My wife and I watch one show together. It's Grey's Anatomy, and we can't even stay current with that. So we are already 2 weeks behind on the new season of Grey's Anatomy. It's one of the reasons why we can't start watching Sweet Bobby. Because it would take us way too long to get to know the story.
You would treat a 90-minute documentary like a 8-part series.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It'd take a while.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 103.5.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you say sorry. Or would we not a different story? This time I'm mistaken. For letting you a hug was breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down. Been to the bottom of every bottle. You stop words in my This is how you remind me.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Today's Best Variety Move, 103.5. Really amazing story that we're going to share with you in a few minutes about Halloween happening last night in North Vancouver in a small neighborhood because of 1 4-year-old boy. It's really incredible and just one of those stories that's going to make you feel really good today.
That on the way after Elijah Woods and Jamie Fine on Move, 103.5.
Baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all I see. Missing the touch of your skin, I want it, babe, I'm on my knees. Feeling you touching me, baby, it's bittersweet. Yes, I want it bad, but I never thought your touch would make me bleed. All you do is talk, what you say, say, say. Wanna walk away, baby, wait, wait, wait. Sick of all the games, girl, you play, play, play. But baby, loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you ain't easy. Baby, you're what I crave. And I wouldn't wanna waste it. Late at night when I need more you. All damn night and I need more you. Take me away. Take me away. I said loving you ain't easy. But you're doing it just the same. You're doing it. Need a little taste, baby, that's all it takes. Loving the touch of your body, baby, bring it over here. Loving it highest days, loving until we hate. For
ocean until we break out. Your heart don't disappear. Love that you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I said love that you ain't easy.
Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. You know, once in a while, there is a story that really needs to be shared because it just shows how beautiful people can be. And in North Vancouver last night, there was Halloween thrown for a little boy named Ian Yitzma. Ian was born with a severe heart condition, so he is four. And on Halloween, he's not going to be able to go trick-or-treating because he is going in for his third surgery. This is his mom, Natalia.
He knows he's having heart surgery, and he goes in and has checkups every 3 months. So they do an ECG, an echo. So he's very aware that, you know, he's got a condition, and he's got a scar that he sees. And actually, I was born with a heart defect as well. Mine was a little bit more simpler than his, so I have a scar. So we've always talked about our scars and kind of how some people are born, you know, with different hearts. I go into the room with him, and gosh, talk about an intimidating room to walk into, like the amount of cables and monitors and everything that's in there. And so that's quite emotional, always, you know, stepping away and hoping for the best.
So the surgery is happening on Halloween. His dad, David, was there last night. They also have a two-month-old daughter named Evelyn, and he also has, Ian has an eight-year-old brother named James. And James came up with this idea to get some friends together to give Ian Halloween.
I thought of, if Ian can't go with everybody, we could get people that we know, and we would try to gather all my friends, and we would just go around.
Okay, so that was going to start out kind of really small, right? Like, it was just going to be a few little friends and go around and see if you could get a couple neighbors. Well, one of their neighbors puts it up on their local. You know how every community has a Facebook mm-hmm. group page, or like with neighborhood page and like what's going on? And so this is Pemberton Heights, and they put it up and like explain Ian's story. It says like, would anybody be willing to, you know, put up some decorations if you haven't, and be at the door to give out some candy for just Ian. It'll be just for Ian. It won't be for any of the kids. But if any kids want to dress up and walk around with him, that'd be great too. Well, doesn't it just like explode? Like, it's crazy. And the amount of people that were there last night. So over 100 homes. Mm. You know, of like people going, absolutely. They had golf carts because Ian tires very quickly because of his heart condition. So they had to take him around via cart to get to, you know, all these homes. And it was just, I was there filming a little bit. It was just like incredible. All these parents were out, and the mom, Natalia, is like, yes, some of these people are my friends. Some of these people I don't know. I've never, and it's just so amazing.
To see that, a bunch of people coming together and just holding space for a little boy that they don't even know, is amazing. Like, it shows that there is a bit of compassion and empathy still left kind of out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's even more important because everyone's got their stuff now, right? It's been hard the past few years. So it was very emotional when I found out about it.
So yeah, so like just such a great yeah. story.
Like, perfect.
Yeah.
How does it get better than that? And yeah. then, like, that it's local here, you know, it makes me so happy. Hooray, mm-hmm. people.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make this sound like I'm minimizing anything, but, like, an easy thing to do to get other people and other families and other kids on board. Because the idea in terms of how the other kids hear it is, like, I'm sorry, there's another day of trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Like, I get an extra day, and I can go and help, whether it's, you know, a friend feel better, or whether you just know, or you just know conceptually that this will mean the world to somebody, and it'll make somebody else feel good, and you get another night of trick-or-treating.
Well, hold on a second, because they actually didn't. So only Ian got the treats.
Oh,
so that was very specific.
That's
it was like,
even better.
Yeah, it was like, and so it was these kids that were like, they knew they weren't getting any treats.
Wow.
But they dressed up anyway just to be like super supportive, and it was, yeah. So it was
That's
just about
amazing.
Ian. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, and we all know about like the mind-body connection, right? And I just think like that little boy just being like marinated in all that love and kindness, you know, his surgery, you know, he goes in there in a pretty strong, happy state.
For sure.
You know,
family too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's just beautiful. Nat.
So a friend of mine lives in that neighborhood, and that's how I found out about it. And my friend Barbie told me, and I was like, oh my gosh, we should do. Anyway, we did take some video last night, and we're getting it. Sammy's getting it up on our socials right now, so you'll be able to see just like this beautiful community spirit.
That's Yay. Amazing. We wish Ian and his family well as they head into Thursday.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
Throwback pricing at Sleep Country? Am I dreaming?
No, this is real life.
Wait, aren't you Christine McGee, like Sleep Country founder Christine McGee?
That's me. I like your mullet.
Oh, I have a mullet.
Yes, and it's glorious. Celebrate 30 years of great sleep with the kind of deals you dream about, like up to 30% off almost everything and a free gift with a $149 minimum purchase only at Sleep Country. See in store or online for details.
Sleep Country, Canada.
Cheese lovers, are you ready for a flavor explosion that makes your taste buds dance? Then get ready for Fatburger's latest ooey-gooey cheddar mushroom melts.
Picture a juicy beef burger, a perfectly grilled chicken, and a delicious veggie patty, all smothered in melted cheddar, so gooey you'll need a napkin for your napkin. And those mushrooms, they'll dial up the taste to a whole new level.
So whether you pick a beef, cheddar, or veggie burger, Fatburger's got an ooey-gooey cheddar mushroom melt with your name on it.
Enjoy one today at Fatburger.
Oh, that coffee smells good.
Can you pass me the sugar when you're finished? Whoa, 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 what are you doing? That's salt, not sugar. Let's get you another coffee.
Feeling distracted? You're not alone. Many Canadians are finding it hard to focus with mortgage payments on their minds. If you're struggling with your payments, speak to your bank. The earlier they understand your situation, the more options and relief measures could be available to you. Learn more at canada.ca/itpays to know. A message from the Government of Canada.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave. Endlessly entertaining.
This holiday season, the Arts Club Theater Company has Festa productions on all three stages. The heartwarming musical Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol returns with Dickens' classic characters and Dolly's renowned songwriting at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Kris Kringle takes the stand at the Granville Island stage in the endearing Miracle on 34th Street. And the Gingerbread Men return for another holiday cabaret at the Newmont stage at the BMO Theater Center. Get tickets today at artsclub.com.
Todd Talbot here for the VGH Millionaire Lottery. We're thrilled to let you know that this year's lottery is better than ever. More bonus prize winners, more early bird winners, and the biggest grand prize cash amount ever, $2.8 million. Become a multimillionaire with BC's biggest home lottery, plus a huge 50-50 jackpot. Win big and support VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation. Order tickets online at millionairelottery.com.
19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Ready to shop the Sephora savings event?
I was born ready.
Let's do this. What are you getting at the biggest beauty event of the year?
A new Sol de Janeiro body cream, my fave Charlotte Tilbury lipstick, and a Kylie parfum. Your turn.
Okay. Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask, Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez Blush, Amika Shampoo and Conditioner, and a new Valentino scent.
Beauty Insiders, everything is on sale during the Sephora savings event. Rouge members get early access on November 1st. VIBN Insiders start saving November 5th. Offers end November 11th, only at Sephora. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Finding it tough to save with rising costs? At Envision Financial, we're here to help you reach your goals, whether they're just around the corner or years down the road. We offer flexible saving options, competitive rates, and steady returns you can rely on. Boost your savings with guaranteed returns. Talk to an Envision Financial advisor today about options that fit your life. See website for terms and conditions. Envision Financial is a division of First West Credit Union.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have a crash in Delta involving a semi. 91 connector eastbound prior to the 91 overpass, and out of town, Highway 3 closed in both directions near Sunday Summit, and that's due to a serious accident there. Canadian Tire in support of Jumpstart. You donate, they play. All funds help families overcome financial barriers to sport and play. Donate at jumpstart.canadiantire.ca. We've got clouds ahead this morning, then sunny breaks. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
You.
103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Good to have you here. Here's a little end of wedding season fun. Some wedding DJs were asked to supply playlists of songs that they played at wedding receptions through the year thus far. And now we know what the most played song at a wedding in 2024 is. This is not the wedding song that the bride and groom dance to. This is for when the party is rolling.
Got it. Okay.
At the reception. So these are the songs that show up most when it comes to reception playlists at weddings, at least for this year. Does anybody want to guess at what one of the top three songs for wedding receptions this year has been?
Is it the chicken dance?
Is it the chicken dance? Well, now, I don't know whether this is good news or bad news, but the chicken dance is not at the top.
That's good, because it has run its course.
You can tell it's been a while since Nat's been to a wedding.
I was at a wedding. I've been to weddings. I know weddings.
Aaron, any guesses for you?
Black Eyed Peas,
Not in the top three. I mean, maybe lots of people do play Black Eyed Peas at their weddings, but not in the top three. Your top three, and at number three, we've got Usher. Was it number three at number... Oh, Nat's got a guess now.
How about Shaboozy Bar Song?
Shaboozy is incorrect. In at number
fun
two...
Fun wedding that would have been.
That would have been.
It would have been. Yeah. But these are all classics. I hate to break it to you. None of these are new songs at the top of the list. And
is
at number
it
two,
Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven?
No,
that's a good one. How about Shook Me All Night Long?
Shook Me All...
Are we going too far back?
Moni Moni.
No, you're not going back far enough. ABBA's Dancing Queen.
Yeah, okay.
Is it number one? You absolutely, or at number two rather, you absolutely know the number one song. I'm just not sure you're going to guess it.
It's not Moni Moni.
It is not anything that you have guessed, Nat. And it's
sure.
Still not the chicken dance either.
I didn't say no, but
nor is it the Macarena.
Okay, but I just
nor is it Mambo Number 5 or any of your other favorite songs of all time.
Those are not my favorite songs of all time.
Okay,
what
is
about
it
Cupid Sugar?
Sorry, Aaron.
Sorry, Nat. Keep going. What were you?
No, the one I was going to guess is much newer than what. So Drew said they're
80s.
Not
it's an 80s song. Aaron,
is it a rocker?
No, it's not a rocker.
Is it My Sharona?
It is. I just said not a rocker.
Female artist?
Female artist, Aaron. We're getting closer.
Go, Nat.
Is it Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
No, but that's probably the closest you've come so far.
Cher?
It's not Cher, no.
It's Madonna?
No, Britney? It is. I Want to Dance with Somebody made it to about 25% of wedding playlists in 2024. That was enough to make it the most played song at wedding receptions, at least for those wedding DJs who were asked.
Now, I just want to clarify, I do bow down to Whitney, don't we all? But I said Britney.
Oh, you said Britney. Oh, okay. I thought you said Whitney.
No.
So you don't realize that Britney Spears is not an 80s artist.
She was born in the 80s.
That's right.
But when she was four, she wasn't really making music yet.
Yeah. I mean, ahead of her time for sure.
It was Whitney.
Yes, Whitney. Whitney. And now you know.
Would be fun. I can't stay on your life support. radio station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way at 9:35 this morning. Give you the answer to question one. Get you closer to the money. Minnesota. Or you can say Minnesota. Either way, it's right. Minnesota or Minnesota.
You auditioning for the new season of Fargo?
Maybe.
Okay. Good fun. Throwback Throwdown just a few minutes from now, too. First, it's Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. Move 103.5. Good morning.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie at. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel. Party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss a mic back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. Stay. 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear.